You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Syracuse City Schools are focusing on improving the overall graduation rates, and especially for Black and Brown students. WAER's John Smith tells us about a conference to discuss the state of education.
On a recent Saturday morning, about 300 people filled a cafeteria at Corcoran High School. They stand around tables in solidarity to show their concern for Black and Brown students. And the victory that panelists, educators, parents, and the public want is for each child to succeed, especially those who aren't having success in schools.
But let me begin this by saying that our district, our community is filled with faces and smiles and the brilliance of children from all walks of life. Yes. Gender, ability, ethnicity, language, religion, and race. And we celebrate every single one.
That's Deputy Syracuse Mayor Sharon Owens, who says education needs to be compartmentalized to address the nuances of every child in need in each constituent group.
And so today we were focusing in on particularly those children of African and Latino and Hispanic descent. But of all children, we have to be prepared to break away just portions of their particular needs, whether it be the trauma of poverty and domestic violence and incarcerated parents, and whether it be the need of kids who are differently able. We have to be able to comfortably talk about the specific needs of children.
She shares with everyone that her son Isaac has autism and graduated last June from the district and now attends Onondaga Community College to a rousing ovation. Moderator and speaker Daryl Andrews, who graduated from the district, jokes that he only spent a week at Corcoran. He says it's important for kids to have dreams for the future.
They have dreams of being an engineer, dreams of being scientists, dreams of being doctors, dreams of being great athletes, basketball.
Andrews speaks at national conventions and is a best-selling author.
We got some young folks you're going to be hearing from in a few moments on this panel. I remember when they were babies. That's doing some amazing things with their life.
Right. Yeah.
See, we can look at all the negative, but there's some power in this city. There's power that came from this city, and we're here today to set the record straight. And anybody that don't want to be a part of this conversation, you can still be on the outside looking in, but we're going to have this conversation today.
And that is, the quality of education in city schools has the power to work for all. Andrew's cousin, Dr. Dimitri Vaughn, graduated from Corcoran in 2003. He went on to earn his doctorates at the University of Albany and earned the President's Award as the top student who graduated in his class. Vaughn then earned a scholarship to attend Penn State University and graduated with honors in chemistry and nanoscience.
A mentor is going to make the biggest difference. That's what's made the difference in my life.
Yes.
And these kids need to see, like, we need funding to start investing in this district. Mm-hmm. So that I can come back. Mm-hmm. It's like hundreds of people right now who have success stories coming out of Corcoran High School that I know personally.
That's right.
He shared with me that his father was not a part of his life growing up.
Kids need to feel valued. They need to feel loved. They need to feel respected because they might not be getting that at home, right? So if a teacher is in a classroom and she's got 30 kids in front of her, and it's probably hard, or him, if you can take the extra effort to just try to embrace them and love them, that's going to make a big difference.
A present student on the panel, Azaria Padgett, agrees. As he explains, if you want students to dream, encouraging words and serendipity really matters.
Kids, from adults and talking to kids, like what you guys say to us, we take that very serious. So even whether if it's negative or positive, and if it's negative, it's real bad. Because I got a lot of friends that at home, their parents say they can't do this, and next thing you know, they just fall apart. And that happened to me, and I'm actually kind of stuck of what I want to do. Like, it changed my mind about a lot of things and what I want to do in the future. So positive vibes on the emotional part, please. Thank you.
Thank you, young man.
Syracuse City Schools Board of Education President Derek Dorsey can attest to the importance of mentors.
For the first thing, you have the accountability that comes into play. The second thing is you have the affirmation that kicks in, and then you have the confirmation as well that you're able to now inspire young people based on giving them positive reinforcement, positive advice, and then knowing that someone cares about their success. it's a very critical piece.
For kids that find themselves getting into trouble during the school day, Police Chief Kenton Buckner says excellent school administrative policies are necessary.
Programs that are not properly managed, led, become a pipeline from school to prison. The thing that you will significantly see stressed from my desk is that we are there to ensure that the kids are safe and to have constructive contact with the young people. We are not there to make a child sit down. We're not there to address administrative issues. That's the responsibility of faculty and staff. So when we get pushed into those moments, you will see under my leadership that we will push that back to the education system, because a child who's having their moment because of the incident that they're going on should not be facing criminal charges.
An alarming statistic that Deputy Mayor Sharon Owens mentions is that the State Division of Criminal Justice Services ranks Syracuse as the highest when it comes to male youth ages 14 to 19 involved in gun-related violence. She feels to accomplish a true focus on student improvement and challenges, the state needs to revise its funding formula.
In this district and other districts, but particularly Syracuse City District, of the needs around mental health and the counseling and family dynamics that we need in this community. So formulas may be policy-wise equitable, but the effects that they have is not equitable, because it has to be not just child-based formulas, but need-based formulas.
The district isn't really sure as to what an action plan will look like to advance ideas discussed at the conference. Others express that they feel the district already has enough programming in place. Experts like Moderator Andrews shares another thing that is powerful for adults to reach youth.
We're talking about black and brown students too, in particular people that look like them, people that been where they've been. Like I shared earlier, I'm from the Pioneer Homes Project, and I spoke at one of the schools, and 50 of the boys wouldn't let me leave because they just wanted to talk. They had question upon question. The reason why is they could relate. So all the professions we want, no matter what your race, they need to hear about, you know, doctors, they need to hear about lawyers, they need to hear about all that. But what they need to see is people who've been in similar situations, that education was the means that got them to the level they are in life. Because I'm where I am today because of the education in the school district, being a first-generation college graduate, my life shifted.
The overall graduation rate of 58.3% in Syracuse City schools declined in 2018 when tracking when students entered the ninth grade in 2014. State education data shows the achievement gap between black students and their white peers was nearly 19%, Hispanic nearly 20%, and multiracial students were 7.5% less likely to graduate. The district isn't really sure as to what an action plan will look like to advance ideas discussed at the conference. However, the district's optimism is found in a tweet following the conference. It reads, "Thanks to all who attended, we are building our future." John Smith, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.